I grew up in a small little town called Stella in Missouri, and I was raised by my grandparents because my parents were both addicts. I had a difficult childhood. It was definitely not one that most would ever want. I grew up in a home where I was sexually abused. I had been kidnapped between custody battles. About 11 years old, my mother finally got sober herself and got her life straightened out and came and got me. But I was an angry child by this point. I started drinking when I was about 9. Back then, weed's legal, but back then, weed was a big deal. And popping pills, because that's what I seen everybody around me doing. And I was in my first drug rehab by the time I was 12. I didn't even know about really other drugs until I went to rehab at that young age. That's when I learned about, oh, there's so much stuff out there. And I, 2 days after rehab, I skipped school with a girl. We stole a truck. And I had got more intoxicated on more drugs than I can even remember. Because I called a guy that I met at rehab. And that was the beginning of another end. Because that night, him and his friend raped me and my best friend. I felt a lot of shame. And so my anger was just even more so. And then I totally turned away from God at that point. And I just got into that place that I didn't care. I didn't care about myself. And shortly after that, I took a bottle full of Klonopin. And I was in a coma for 3.5 weeks. I almost died trying to commit suicide.